/backup.
Time to wake up, rise, and shine no matter what time of the day you're listening to this program. It is the Good Day Show, in fact, aimed at helping you have a good day. In praise of a good day, let's see, interesting that Russell Brand, we'll talk to Chucker later on in this hour about Russell Brand. He's in two of the top five movies. As a matter of fact, I think number one and number two, he's in this animated movie Hop, which ended up at number one, and then Arthur was number two over the weekend.
Wow.
I must confess to not knowing. He's married to Katy Perry. Isn't that the guy?
Yeah.
Isn't that who he is? Yeah.
And he's a British comedian.
Right. But he's pretty outrageous, but he also has a certain stability, apparently, to him. I remember listening to Katy Perry talk to some interviewer about why she loved the guy, and it was pretty interesting how she was for younger and seemingly, she's hip, if that's the right word, using the term from the movie, or hop, or
and hip hop,
and both of them together. And notice how clever I am having put that stuff together. Anyway, it just she really loves the guy. You can hear a lot of enthusiasm in her voice for him. So I haven't really paid much attention. I just know the name and the two of them go together. Speaking of names that I know that Phil Lempert and Supermarket Guru go together.
I know
and
him.
We're so happy to have Phil associated with this program. And his website associated connected to DougStephan.com. If you go to supermarketguru.com, which you can, by the way, easily access by going to DougStephan.com, looking for Phil's picture as a co-host, co-founder, co-contributor, co-conspirator. Which one do you like the best, Phil, of all of those?
I think it would probably be co-shopper.
Co-shopper. Oh,
co-shopper.
I didn't come up with that. All right, so Roberta, today at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com, she's got this, well, you explain it, Roberta, because I don't really remember. There's
it's
something that they can...
Yeah, it's a scanner.
Does it do?
Well, it's tracking the demographics of what you buy depending on your demographics. So you go and you sign up, and if they accept you, you put in your demographic, you know, age, where you live, what your family is like, you know, two kids, five kids, single family. And then as you do your purchases, you scan them, you scan the barcode with this little device that they give you, and then depending on how much you do, you can get, you know, prizes and free stuff and whatever.
All right, so why do they do this, Phil? Is this something that's being done in every supermarket? How extensive is this research being done?
Well, keep in mind that, you know, the beauty of today's computerized world is everybody knows everything about everybody.
Right.
So, you know, this is not necessarily something that's new. Even if you look at your frequent shopper card, I mean, that's tracking everything. And it really helps the supermarket make sure those products that you want are there.
Okay, hold on just a second. Back up a minute. I'm looking. I have a Ralph's card. I have a Stop and Shop card. I have a CVS card. I have all these cards.
Oh, yeah.
And what are they doing with the information that they get from me using it to supposedly get a discount?
They're doing two things. Number one is they're making sure that the products that you want are in the store when you want them, number one. Number two is some of the companies are selling that information back to the manufacturers, again, so that they have some idea of who's buying their products and what the demographics are of those people.
Phil, why did they need us to use a card to get that? I mean, they know that if they put 100 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese on the shelf and they sell 99 of them, that they've ordered the right amount. Why do they need to really whittle
good
in and get this deep into this, you know,
good
the
question.
Sorts of things?
Because what they want to know is you know, the person that's buying it, are they, you know, white or Hispanic or African American or 18 years old or 20 years old or how many kids do they have? Because it really can help them hone in their advertising messages on the radio or on television or in print.
Now, when I go apply for one of these cards, none of those questions are asked, whether I'm white or have two kids.
Is that just this
scanner program where they do something like that?
Yes. Okay. You know, keep in mind with the frequent shopper cards, that's, you know, level one of really collecting information. And up until all the food recalls, people for the most part, didn't give the truthful information. Once we discovered that if we buy ground beef that's tainted and we give them their right email address, guess what? They can, you know, prevent us from dying by contacting us. So we started then giving out truthful information. That's number one. Number two is what Roberta is talking about, and this next level of scanner information is critical. And also keep in mind that our cell phones have had a GPS tracking device in it for probably, you know, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, but Kraft isn't tracking me down the supermarket aisles, right?
Well, not yet.
Strange things have happened, yeah.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
But yeah, because what's happening is we're starting to use our cell phones to check out, to scan barcodes, and certainly, you know, if they know our phone number, they know everything about us.
Let me ask you this. I have the app that lets me scan barcodes to see whether I'm getting the best deal, Red Laser or Pick2Shop, and even eBay has the barcode scanner now. Are they tracking that information? If I scan something, if I scan the Kraft macaroni and cheese at the Safeway to see whether it's cheaper at the Giant, are they tracking that information through my app?
It depends on the company, but for the most part, yes. Some companies aren't. And again, that's the beauty. That's why you can download that free app. And, you know, all that information that we never read when we get apps or computer programs.
Yeah, where you just say, I agree.
Except, yeah.
Yeah. Next time, read it.
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be shocked what you're giving away.
This is really incredible. You think your life isn't being managed by Big Brother? My God, listen to this stuff.
Wow.
Woof. All right, up next, Phil has some suggestions about how to eat and what, in a dietetic sense, that is all about. We'll help you with that. One of the ways you can lose weight, we have this discussion, ongoing discussion, we have had for months since the beginning of the year, actually, about MetaFast and what a great diet it is. We have found some little adjuncts to that, including having eggs. Eggs as snacks, eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch. There are all kinds of things, thanks to America's egg farmers, that you can do with an egg. And I was looking at some of the things that we could do for Easter, some of the things that have been suggested as Easter is what? 2 weeks from this, from yesterday, right? Two weeks from yesterday is Easter. So you got all kinds of ways of using eggs. We all think pretty much of eggs and coloring eggs. I haven't thought about this for years. Just thinking about coloring eggs when I was a kid. And my younger sister, Nancy, who was kind of a nixnooks. You know what a nixnooks is? Just somebody who just kind of liked to stir it up a little bit.
Yeah.
She was somebody who really, she liked to fiddle. And so she used to take the eggs and color them. And knowing that they weren't cooked and knowing what the results would be if they were,
roll. Surprise.
Right, exactly. All right. So, Phil, how can you enlighten us as to how to use eggs for Easter?
Well, first of all, I'm hoping that on Easter you're going to dress up as the Easter Bunny.
Me?
Yes, you.
I can do that. Here comes Dougie Cottontail bouncing
down
the bunny trail.
Before your pastel corduroys.
I could do that, yeah.
That's number one. And then number two, coloring eggs. There's been a lot of controversy, matter of fact, in the past week or so about food dyes and whether or not those food dyes can actually, you know, impact especially kids with their behavior. So probably the best thing to do is make sure that if you are going to dye your eggs, you use a natural food coloring. And probably the easiest one and the cheapest one is just go into the, you know, spice and condiment aisle and go up to McCormick where they have all the spices and get their all-natural colorings versus some of the other colorings that are out there that might not be all-natural.
All right. And one of the things that you can remember, thanks to America's Egg Farmers, is a contribution to the GoodEggProject.org because not everybody can purchase their eggs for a festive Easter celebration. The Egg Farmers of America are donating 12 million eggs to Feeding America, trying to help those who are less fortunate as part of the tradition. Been doing this the last 3 or 4 years, I think, Phil, if I remember correctly. The Egg Farmers donating all these eggs to help feed those who are hungry. So you can do your part to help hunger by pledging to eat well and do good every day on goodeggproject.org. For every pledge received, America's Egg Farmers donate another egg to Feeding America. Good idea for Easter celebrations. Go to goodeggproject.org, or you can find out more about it at incredibleegg.com. geico.org.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Phil Emper, the supermarket guru, along with Roberta, Jennifer, and Richie, and you. There is info at DougSteffen.com today, Phil, with a suggestion from you that you take your time. When people eat slowly, you will eat less in the long run. So you obviously have been studying this. Why is it that it's in your focus? You're trying to, you're someone that I think you are identified with the supermarket world as someone who's a benefactor. But in this circumstance, they won't benefit if you don't tell people to eat more. You're suggesting people eat slower and eat less.
Well, not necessarily. This is a story that comes out of a university white paper where they actually checked people to see if they ate longer, more drawn-out meals, would they change snacking behavior? And what they found is no, that even if you were eating slower, you still snacked the same amount later in the day when you got hungry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's really just the opposite.
Huh. Now,
do we have it right at the website, Richie? Check it out the website.
Let me check it out. But that's not to say that if you eat slowly while you are eating your meals, you will become full quicker and you will eat less. So there's still a benefit.
Well, the best way to eat.
Yes and no.
No. The best way is actually to have six or seven smaller meals throughout the day.
Right. MetaFast.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now in the MetaFast. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's the best way to eat. That way you're not going to be hungry. That way you're going to keep being satisfied.
All right. You have, we have about 40 seconds here. You're recommending Bite Hunter as a search engine for dining deals? Where is that? This is Roberta. Check this out, will you? What's the story
with
this?
Well, what Bite Hunter does is they basically just aggregate, whether it's Groupon or any of the other sites that are out there offering deals. So it's just one place. In fact, we talked to them on the radio on Saturday. There's just one place you have to go, and then you'll see everybody's dining deals.
Wow. All right, Roberta, check that out.
Bite Hunter?
Bite, B-I-T-E,
oh, Bite
Hunter.
Bite.
Oh, one word, BiteHunter.com. Phil Lempert is at SupermarketGuru.com. That's the place to check out all the new foods and everything else going on in the world of food procurement. Phil, have a wonderful day. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
A beautiful girl, Richie.
That's right.
You got one. I got a bunch of them, including Jennifer and Roberta, beautiful girls. Eddie Van Halen found his beautiful girl on this date in 1981. Wedding bells chiming for Mr. Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli, from whom he has been divorced, what, 3 or 4 years? Jennifer,
oh,
how
much
long
longer
than
that. A decade.
Yeah,
longer.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
10 years maybe.
She's been with this new guy for probably 3 or 4. And
who's the new guy? What's his name?
They just got married. He's not in the business.
And Eddie was at the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of wild.
That's good. Yeah.
So on this date in 1981, I was a junior in high school, and one of my favorite bands in all the world was Van Halen.
David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar.
Sammy,
I was three.
Sammy wasn't around yet.
Yeah. Wasn't he?
No. Sammy was around, but as a solo act, he wasn't part of Van Halen.
In 1974, yeah, but this band got put together in 1974.
In 78, I think Women and Children first came out in 78 or 9.
I think so.
And then Hagar came around in like 80.
You sure?
Van Halen, one of their biggest albums is called 1984. And that was David Lee Roth, so I think Sammy was 2 albums after that, or the next album in like 1986.
You're just a font of useful information.
Rock and roll.
When it comes to this one, I am, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
25 after the hour. Let's celebrate something with Cher in the focus now. Fast forward to April the 11th, 1988. Cher is at the 60th Annual Academy Awards in the Shrine Auditorium, and she is more than shocked. She's up against Meryl Streep, Glenn Close, Sally Kirkland, and Holly Hunter, and she gets the Academy Award for what movie? 800-510-8255.
Oh, come on now.
Well, Jennifer doesn't know.
Really?
800-510-8255. Cher wins the Academy Award for being the best actress in what movie on this date in 1988? I'll give you a little hint. Olympia Dukakis is in the movie, and she was up for Best Supporting Actress. I believe Danny Aiello's in this movie, and Nicolas Cage. Am I right?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Well, I would, Chevy, but I've lost my eye. It's
There's Paul Newman and Chevy Chase getting ready to announce her.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, if you really have to, I guess we could wait a little bit.
No, I don't want to give it away. That'll give it away.
No, the idea is to get the audience to do the work.
How about your house?
Yes.
What a concept. 800.
I'll give it to you afterwards.
Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. For what movie did Cher win the Academy Award Best Actress? Again, the really a competition. Glenn Close and Sally Kirkland, who's a really, she still is a spazimodo, I think. Meryl Streep. I think Sally Kirkland has logged more time naked driving around in convertibles in Los Angeles than anybody else, hasn't she?
She drives around naked?
Oh, yeah. She's always
naked. I got to get out to Los Angeles more.
I don't know.
All right, so anyway, that's her. We'll see if we get an answer. Cher wins the Academy Award for what performance in what movie? 800-510-8255. Our poll today, we'll discuss with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be with us in the next half hour. He says alcohol is a major cause of cancer in research that came out over the weekend. So our question is, I don't know that this is new, alcohol and fat are the two. You didn't know that? Alcohol and fat are the two biggest causes of cancers, for the most part. Alcohol and fat. How do you have something? How much do you
Those
drink?
Those are two basic food groups.
Yeah, right. So why do you think there's an epidemic of cancer?
So all of these bars that are like serving like chicken wings and, you know, fried tater tots their, you know, freebie meals.
Help yourself to cancer. So that's what it is. It's all cancer. All right. So here's the question in the poll. How often do you have something alcoholic? A, every day. B, a couple of times a week. C, a couple of times a month. D, rarely. E, I can't remember the last time I had any alcohol. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. You can go to the zoo or go to an aquarium, but if you really want to get close to the animals without losing a limb, there's another way to make that happen. The trick is to ask if they offer a trainer for a day program. For example, Gatorland in Orlando offers a two-hour program where participants get a variety of experiences with alligators and crocodiles. There are, of course, safety and handling basics, but then comes the hands-on portion, where you can actually try crocodile wrestling. Or how about getting up close and personal with dolphins? The Cancun location of Dolphinaris offers a full-on, 8-hour training experience for about $200. Not only do you get to swim with the dolphins, but you also get access to behind-the-scenes sections of the aquarium. And if land mammals are more your thing, try being exotic animal trainer for the day at Hollywood Animals, where you can work with animals like tigers, leopards, or even grizzly bears. People may say you're crazy, but I guarantee you'll get bragging rights. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport folder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G wisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 for the top of the next hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and I are happy to be with you. In a moment, we're going to find out what the movie was. Don't seem to have too many wrong answers there, Richie. Just joining us, the question was, as we reflected back on this day in history, on this day in 88, Cher won the Best Actress Oscar for what performance in what movie? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, I was thinking about her. Richie said she was really hot then. I think she's still hot now.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I think she's a very attractive woman. And one of the things, as clever as it is to tie in that comment with one of my advertisers, when you look around at the women, I think Jennifer Lopez embodies this as well. When you look at their faces, for whatever the reason, and I don't think Jennifer Lopez has had any work done. I know Cher has. But
not
I don't
sure
know,
about J-Lo.
Roberta, you're the professional.
Maybe Botox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely Botox.
Yeah.
Do you think that she's J-Lo has had Botox?
Absolutely.
Why do you say
that? Are you kidding me?
Why are you saying
because
that?
Because everybody in Hollywood has. Are you kidding me? They start getting Botox when they're like 20, 25.
That's baloney. I was in Hollywood for the last 4 months. I didn't get any Botox.
Oh, you didn't?
So, no,
but they start even before the wrinkles start even appearing because, figure, if you could freeze those muscles, they start to atrophy and you'll never get wrinkles.
Okay, so here's where you can't, but if you have darkness under your eyes, beautiful skin below the eyes.
Rumored to have had a nose job, cheek implants, and lip reduction.
Just a few things.
Thanks. Well, listen, I can give her credit. I was trying to.
The latest rumor about her is having breast implants.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't have much for breasts, that's for sure. She got a nice butt, but she didn't have
Why would you get a lip reduction?
Because she may have nasty big lips. You know, sometimes it depends.
Big lips are not nasty.
No, they're beautiful, but it depends on your face. And so sometimes if you have, you know, it doesn't match the rest of your face, then they reduce them.
Really?
Like Lisa Rinna is what I'm getting at. Remember how Lisa Rinna's lips, she had them all pumped up?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to remember
if I knew who she was. Who's Lisa Rinna?
Really? She was on Celebrity Apprentice this year. She's been on Melrose Place. Lots of different places.
Okay. It's Kitty Time shows that she's on. Okay,
Kitty
so
Time.
Can I bring you around to why it was that I mentioned Jennifer Lopez in the first place?
Go ahead.
If you look into her eyes, She does not have any puffiness. Mm-hmm. She has no bags. She has no dark circles.
Beautiful skin.
She has no fine lines. She has no crow's feet. And my suggestion would be that people like her, it may be that she has had something done, but I know a lot of people who are now on to using Lumitone. I heard a lot of commercials for this. I hadn't heard it. I don't even know about this product until they introduced it to me. What was it, 3 weeks ago when we started talking about this?
A little bit longer than that.
Over the weekend, listening to as much radio as I was, I heard a lot of people talking about Lumitone and how it does what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. This is for men and for women. Mostly women are calling to order it, and I understand that, because women are the ones who think about this stuff outwardly and who take action. Even though men want to take action, they think that they would be accused of being effeminate if they picked up the phone and called 800-894-3302. No. Here's how you can get away with it, guys. Call and say you're ordering this for your wife or your girlfriend, but make sure it's sent to you. All right? So you can, if you want to feel better about doing this, it's a gift for my wife.
I think real men use product, though.
Absolutely. They do, but they don't want to.
Real men get manicures.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So 800-894-3302. I don't anymore. I used to.
Doesn't mean you have to put nail polish on.
I mean, you just get your nails taken care of.
That's part of nursing women. I used to use my hands.
My hands used to be used as models. I used to sell my hands.
You were a hand model?
I was a hand model.
You try to kid. Yes.
He was for the Udder Association of America. Yeah. He would show his hands milking the cow.
Yes. That would
okay, so
thank
at
you.
Any rate, Lumitone, we're not talking about udders, and we're not talking about, actually, oh, I shouldn't say, I'm edit that.
Yeah, again. Don't go there.
Okay.
If you
Lumitone,
thought about it, don't go there.
I did. Yeah, I did a good job of editing though, Richie.
Very good, Dudley.
800-894-3302. Free bottle. This is the anti-aging eye cream that everybody is talking about because it works. People know it already. They have I'm looking at 4.4 million calls on this in the last month or so. People looking for a free jar of Lumitone to deal with a dark circles under your eyes, the heavy bags under your eyes. You want to look younger and feel refreshed. It's easy and it's free. 800-894-3302. Aren't those the magic words? Easy and free.
Yay.
Just 800.
Free. Yep, exactly.
Free.
Wow.
That's it. 800. God, Richie, I was thinking that. I'm glad you verbalized.
Somebody had
800.
We were all thinking it.
Exactly. 800-894-3302. You're asking for a Lumitone free jar of it. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee, but the product itself is free. You'll love it. It's 800-894-3302. All right, let's go to Annie, who's in Lexington Park, Maryland, calling the Good Day program. Hello, Annie. Welcome in.
Hello.
Oh, there's Annie. Hi, Annie. How are you? How are your? Let me ask you about your eyes. Do you need Lumitone, or your eyes are pretty? You sound pretty good, so I'm figuring your eyes look pretty good.
Well, they look okay. I have my mother's skin, so
she's
French. So
she's not using hers right now.
I wrote that down when you were talking about it, though, because you never know.
That's right. Okay, write the number. Yeah, especially if it's free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
All right, that could be my gift. That can be my gift to you for having figured out what the movie was that Cher won the Oscar for in 1988. What's the name of the movie?
Moonstruck.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie more than once?
Well, you know, I actually don't remember ever seeing the whole thing, but I remember her slapping somebody.
She
and
slapped
I don't know why
snap
I
out
that.
Of it. That was her line.
Yeah,
there,
snap
think.
Out
yeah.
of it.
Snap out of it. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And she was, by the way, as surprised as anybody that she won, because she was very... Cher has always been, even though she's a diva, she's pretty unassuming. I know some people who know her pretty well, and she's really, if you can look at her and think that this woman is down to earth, she's especially bawdy, B-A-W-D-Y. She's a lot like Elizabeth Taylor in that way, apparently. When she says, when she's thinking something, she just says it. And she's pretty. Some people think she's pretty crude. I think she's a pretty interesting human being, and I think you are too. I'm glad you called, Annie. Hold on, just saying,
you
have a nice way about you. Hold on, we'll give you something nice. Maybe we ought to send her some Lumitone. Speaking of Elizabeth Taylor, by the way, Jennifer, today, I'm wondering about this. She's been dead for 2 weeks, right?
Right.
Hardly cold, and the family is ready to auction off her jewelry collection.
Oh. I bet she's got some great stuff.
Well, she supposed the stuff is worth $150 million.
Oh,
that's what she left to her family. $600 million she gives to AIDS. $150-200 million worth of jewelry she leaves to the family. So they've reached an agreement with Christie's to auction off the jewelry and her art collection and her clothing and
that is
a lot
tacky.
Of
I think
other
it's a little sad.
I think
yeah.
it's very tacky. I think it's really tacky.
That is very tacky.
Yeah, very tacky.
Roberta, we'll wait at least a month when you kick it, you know,
yeah,
when we
least.
Take all
yeah,
of your stuff.
You. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Live
Maybe,
two girls, they'll get it all.
Oh, we'll be fighting. There'll be a lawsuit on that one for
yeah.
sure.
You know what I'll do? I'll marry. Here's what. Wait,
the,
hold on
you know.
A second.
Yes.
After Roberta goes, I'm going to marry her oldest daughter for maybe a year or two. Then I'll divorce and I'll marry. By that time, Victoria will be old enough. And
you're making it seem like you have a choice in that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You'll never. Victoria will never be old enough for you.
Would you plan on like you know kicking me off in the next couple of years or so?
Oh, I didn't know. Are we going to wait that long, Richie?
I don't know. Okay. Well, she might spend all that money before a couple of years.
That's right. Yeah,
don't
exactly.
eat the oatmeal.
Right. All right. Coming up, Dr. Ken. If you go to DougStephan.com or have managed to look around there today, you see that Ken has a couple of interesting and important things. The alcohol question is one of them. If you didn't hear our poll today, how often do you drink? The focus is on alcohol and how it causes cancer. Also, I want to ask Dr. Ken about the item that we have at DougStephan.com, Richie, 8 ways we have found to cut fat without realizing that you are, in fact, cutting the fat.
Wow.
Now, let me just focus on this cancer thing for a second, because, as you know, we talk a great deal about how to help you men, but women are more interested in this, it seems, than men are, which seems awfully foolish, but prostate problems affect 80% of men in our country, especially the older you get, the more likely you're to have the problem. The problem is caused by bad diet and fat. You will get the fat in your system somehow or other collects in your prostate, and that's what causes the prostate cancer. And I don't know if you knew that or not, but fat is a very, it's really bad, but very, especially very bad for prostate.
There's a
problems.
Phrase I've just never really thought about. My,
fat
what a
prostate?
Fat prostate you have.
Yeah, well, listen, that's
thank
what
you.
When it swells up, that's
yeah,
why they do
you.
The digital rectal exam.
Ooh, and aren't those fun?
Check out. Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so here's what you should be doing. Your prostate checkup, we're talking about that. And this isn't crude. I mean, this isn't people say, oh, that's terrible to talk about on the radio. No, it's real life. It's taking a shot at trying yeah. to help you live a life of purpose and distinction, shall we say. And also, by the way, if you have a lousy prostate, it affects your intimacy. What better reason to keep your everything working functionally well? It helps your sleep, your urine flow, all of this stuff. And there are super ingredients in Super Beta Prostate that are specially formulated for this product. Unique, different, and the best in the world for men having the ability to keep a healthy prostate. You got to get on it, and the way you get on it is to call for a free bottle, 800-607-7078. Yep, another free bottle, just like Lumitone. Call and get the number. Call and get the number.
Sounds
call
like Roberta's Queen of Cheap segment.
Yeah, it is. 800-607-7078. You call that number, you get a free, you'll pay the shipping and handling, but that's it. A couple of bucks for that. You'll be sold on this stuff, I'm telling you. You trust me. Your choices are to keep ignoring your prostate, don't do anything about it, or to call in and get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. 800-607-7078.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna, chicken of the sea?
Chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are among the most common and costly health problems in America. According to the CDC, nearly half of all adults have at least one chronic disease. But these conditions are preventable, and people can take steps to lower their risk. Pharmacist Andre Mackey from CVS Pharmacy has more on the importance of preventive care.
Early detection through health screenings is critical to managing and in some cases reversing the effects of chronic diseases like diabetes. However, many people aren't receiving health screenings because they don't have a doctor or they can't afford it. To make preventive care more accessible, CVS Pharmacy is providing free health screenings at more than 800 To Your Health events across the country.
The CVS Pharmacy To Your Health program offers over $150 worth of free screenings for diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, osteoporosis, and vision. For more information, visit www.cvs.com/toyourhealth.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
All right, it's 12 minutes before the hour. The Doug Staff and Good Day program. Dr. Ken just had an emergency, like in the last 5, 6, 7 minutes. We got an email from him. He was on his way to the hospital. You know, this is an interesting thing about Mondays. Have you noticed most of the time when Ken can't be here because he's treating
Absolutely.
Heart patient,
it's on a Monday.
Remember what he said and others have said about heart attacks. More heart attacks occur on Monday morning. Isn't this interesting? I hadn't really thought about this till just now, and then I'm thinking, Dr. Ken's had to go to the hospital a lot on Mondays, and now I remember him saying on more than one occasion that you need to take an aspirin at night before you go to bed, not in the morning, because heart attacks happen in the morning way more than they do the rest of the day, and more occur on Monday morning than any other day of the week. Now, isn't that interesting as to how that all plays into...
Too much fun over the weekend.
Either that, or actually... some heart attacks are a result of the mind-body connection. Well, I think they all are. But people are despaired or they feel desperate, they feel depressed or whatever it is on Monday morning because they have to go back to work, depending on what they did.
Most heart attacks occur within 3 hours of waking up.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Isn't it? Dr. Rich McFadden here on the
Doctor. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, we've been up more than 3 hours.
I'm in the safe zone now.
15 minutes and I'm safe, I
think. Roberta, you still got another hour to go.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, but that is great food for thought, though, isn't it, when you think about it? That aspirin and going on these various diets. Metafast has helped so many people. Man, is that a great thing. It really is. I'm so happy to have been associated with that group.
Yeah, it's
I'll tell you something
good stuff.
That's giving people heart attacks, and that's what it costs to travel. I've been paying. I'm driving a Ford pickup truck across the country, and
What's that truck gonna cost you in gas?
It's costing me about $140 a day.
Wow.
For gasoline. Mm.
Woo.
All right.
Mm. What kind of mileage do you get
on that truck? About 20 with the new tires on.
That was a whole other story.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What a story and a half. That you missed that story, Roberta. I had a flat tire on Interstate 70. In Denver in a snowstorm on Saturday night, and I had no clue. I didn't have a clue. I changed the tire because it's all kind of special ringo dingo mingoed up, and finally got it done. But the tire that was gone was a special size, and I went to the Firestone store on Sunday morning. Didn't have them, so I had to buy four new tires in order to make it home. It was a lovely experience, not changing the tire in the snowstorm, put aside. 51 after on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How you buy?
One of the most recognizable pieces of movie music in probably modern theatrical history. That's a big statement, isn't it? 1988.
Sure.
Nobody put Doug in the corner.
This song won the same year as Cher won for Best Movie, He Moonstruck. This song won for the best song of the year. From Dirty Dancing. But did that win any other awards, Chucker? Can you remember? Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments.
When no, I don't think it won any awards. Actually, when it first was released, it did well. I think it did about like $50 million at the box office, which at the time was well. But I don't think it really won any major awards. But it had a great soundtrack, and great soundtrack.
Yeah.
It added to a film's legacy, and in that case, certainly did.
Actually, we asked the question earlier about Cher winning the Oscar. We didn't play any sound, though, Richie. I think you got a couple of cuts there from the film, which won for best. She won for best actress. If you play a couple of those
when
cuts.
When I was little, my mother said, "I want you to be something."
No.
And
I don't mean that. I'm talking about from the movie itself.
From the movie Moonstruck.
Yeah. Right. If you look at the sheet today, you'll see that there are two or three cuts right there, right before your very nose.
In today's Chucker cuts.
Yes, Rich.
Okay.
And they would be.
Snap out of it!
There you go.
You love him, Loretta?
Ma,
I love him awful. Oh, God, that's so bad.
Ma, I love him awful.
You forget, I don't get the, they don't tell me what
you
the
don't
movie
have
is.
This stuff. Oh, I'm sorry.
I have it, but they cross it out so that I can play along with the audience.
Right, so you can find out that it was Moonstruck.
That's right.
All right, so what do you remember about that movie, Chucker? You're really very good. Your memory is great when it comes to some of these really good movies in the last 20, 30 years.
That's probably one of the first times I recognized Nicolas Cage as a talent in the business. And and Danny Aiello, who I always liked, was also in that.
But what happened? Where is Danny Aiello?
He's
probably mostly retired, I would think.
If he's got to be close to 80 if he's not over 80. If he's a day.
Yeah, I just want to quickly bring up age. You know, I went to see Opera over the weekend, and the film was, I put... somewhat mediocre. I had a good cast, not overly funny. I think I laughed about six times, no big belly laughs. Very watchable, but at the end of the day, somewhat unnecessary. But Nick Nolte has a small part in the movie. He plays Jennifer Garner's father. And Nick Nolte, I believe, is 7 years old. And I'm a big Nick Nolte fan. I love his work, but my God, has he aged awful. I mean, when he comes on screen, it's hard to believe that he's 20 years removed from the Prince of Tides and the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine back then.
Yeah.
He's really
aged. I want to bring you another quick story about Jennifer Garner. I met somebody for a lunch on my way out of town on Friday, leaving Santa Monica for my trip east, and we ate at a little place, Jennifer, you know, 26th Street in San Vicente. There's a little shop there, a couple of little shops and stores and restaurants and stuff. So I'm getting out of my car, and I'm walking over, and there's this big hubbub around, and this is little sandwich places and cute little places to buy stuff. It's a nice little nookie place. So I'm looking around to see this 10 or 12 photographers, paparazzi, running all over the place. What the heck are they doing? Jennifer Garner is there with her two children and Victor Garber.
They're best friends.
They're wonderful friends. So I'm looking at these idiots running around, chasing, hiding behind cars while she's trying to put her two kids into the car and get in the back seat. And I looked at her and I smiled. I said, "My God, woman, what you have to put up with." And she looked at me and she just smiled. And I said, "Hi, Victor." And I thought to myself, I wanted to tell him, why don't you go punch these people?
Yeah.
Just so stupid. Yeah. These people, and my God. All right, Chucker, give us a rundown quickly. We only have a few seconds of the hot movies of the weekend. What won?
The animated movie Hop, number one, second week in a row, $21 million in business. Arthur came in second, a very disappointing $12.6 million. I don't think word of mouth will be very good. A thriller called Hannah placed third, $12.3 million. Soul Surfer, about the girl who got her arm bitten off by a shark, became a surfer, $11 million, placed fourth. And the horror film Insidious ran out the top five, that did $9.7 million.
What about the other movies that were a big, like Source Code and Lincoln Lawyer? Are they in the top ten? Are they still?
Man, Lincoln Lawyer looks interesting.
They're in the top 10, but I tell you, in the last few months, nothing really has emerged as a big hit. Scream 4 opens this Friday. I think that's going to perform pretty well. I'm actually...
For you it will be. I think Lincoln Lawyer is an excellent movie.
Isn't it funny how Lincoln Lawyer, you know, grosses like, you know, a couple of $100,000, and then Scream will do like $50 million?
No, it's better than that.
Pretty much.
Sidney Lumet, the director, died, responsible for Serpico and 12 Angry Men, Dog Day Afternoon, Network.
A great New York City director, and he was a major, major
film. Yeah, he directed The Verdict as well with Paul Newman, so he passed away. I think he was 82, not mistaken. Okay, so a moment of silence for him. Chuck Curry, check him out in his Entertainment Today and Beyond, a blog at DougStephan.com, 59 past the hour.